What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 18th of May. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend. Enjoyed the nice semi-glorious sunshine of the weekend. It wasn't 26 degrees like I told you last week, which I read in the paper that was bullshitting. It wasn't 26 degrees. It was mildly sunny and very breezy, very windy, should I say. So that paper's the biggest bullshitter of last week. I'll tell you what I didn't do. I forgot to put some hair stuff in my hair when I went for a walk yesterday, and I ended up fucking getting blown all over the show. My hair, I come back in looking like a boot. I had a bouffant, like something from the 1980s. I'm surprised a seagull didn't come down and lay a couple of eggs in my head. It turned into like a homeless seagull shelter. It was wild. But nevertheless, I'm not going to complain. It was nice to be outside, out and about, mooching around without any fucking... You know, almost a little bit back to normal, wasn't it? Apart from the shop shut. So it was all right. I just avoided the crowds because my hair was going that mad that I just thought, I can't fucking walk past people. Why this is going like that? Because everyone will... You get embarrassed, don't you? You get embarrassed. I thought I'd turn into a vain man for a moment. I'm using the wrong stuff anyway on my hair now because I've run out of... my hair's grown long. So the short hair stuff I'm using... Don't fucking cut it with long hair, so I'm going to get some real cream or something. But yeah, you know, unless I get a backdoor barber around, because the hairdressers aren't opening for a while, are they? So I'm going to have to sort of... I don't mind it as long as I fucking, you know, put stuff on before I go out. But, you know, men are getting just as vain with their hair now. I mean, men have always been vain with their hair as well anyway. Look at even down back to the punks. How vain they were to get their fucking hair so precision solid into some styles that the punks had. They must have hours to do it. They must have spent hours perfecting them points on the or spikes that they had. They were dangerous, though, their spikes were. That's almost like a fucking lethal weapon when you walk into a club. And then probably that pissed off from doing styling their hair for hours. By the time they get in the concert, all they want to do is fucking kick someone in the face. That's where the aggro come from in the punk scene. Or just fucking headbutt them and stab one of them spikes into somebody's face. Perfect. I mean, perfect for if you, you know, for as an extra security for yourself or what's the word? Self-defense is the word I was going to say. But anyway. Yeah, maybe I should turn my hair into one of those hairstyles just for the laugh for the rest of the lockdown. Anyway, but women, that's why women as well getting touchy because women in their hair, women spend thousands of pounds. Don't you, ladies, spend thousands of pounds on your hair? You'll sit in a chair for hours to get that fucking hairstyle just right. With all the right colourings and that, spend 80, 90 pounds and sit staring at themselves in the hairdressers. And come out looking amazing. But you can't do that during lockdown. Everyone's having to do the council estate way and dye your own hair and come out with like fucking all shades of tobacco yellow. You know, that tobacco yellow that off, you try and get the colour right and it just turns like into that weird yellow that looks like you've smoked about 100 fags. So yeah, that ain't ideal. But, well, that was... Back when I was younger, so I imagine the colours have moved on a bit since then. Or your hair just snaps off because you've used too much colour and just destroyed your hair and fucking split ends everywhere. It's crazy. We're in a world of pain with these hairstyles. But soon to end, the end is near, or the end is nigh, should I say. We'll soon be out and about. Then you won't be able to get an appointment. You won't be able to get in. So you still end up having to cut your own hair. I bet I might even fucking have a go at cutting my own hair, cutting a few bits off. You know, it's not going to make no fucking difference. As long as it's on the ends, by the time you come to the hairdressers, you can just cut all your mistakes off, can't you? I don't want to do nothing with the clippers, though. I remember once I did a friend's hair with the clippers, and he said to me to do the clippers. It was so, like, stereo... So typical, should I say, of doing somebody's hair with the clippers and making a mistake. I did it all over, so it was, like, number two, I think it was. And then I guess that's it, finished. And when I took the clippers off, I unplugged them and they went, oh, there's a bit that's not, what's it called? There's a bit that's not even there, right there. So I plugged it back in and did the centre bit, which was the bit that wasn't even. But I took the I took the level off the end of the clippers. I took the sort of measuring thing off. So I had it on the bald, and I balded his head straight down the middle. And we was on the way out. We were just about to go out that night. And I balded his head straight down the middle. So he had to have his all his hair off. And he wouldn't go out because he just had a knucklehead. So anyway. But the skinheads, remember the skinheads? The skinheads had it right. They knew to fucking... they didn't have a care in the world about their hair, did they? And the skinheads, they were like... They had a look, you know. In the proper skinheads, the ones who were into the good music and that. And they did it as a you know, a fashion and a fucking tribe or whatever. Not the ones who were fucking racist, neo-Nazi fucking thugs. I mean, the original ones who were into reggae and all that. I mean, they looked the business anyway, and they didn't have a kid. They didn't have to do nothing. All they had to do was just shave their head. That was it, simple. No messing about, you know, one style. And easy to go into a barber's and have your hair cut, and you just go in and say, yeah, same again, yeah. You don't have to go in and, like, trying to explain a haircut to them. You ever tried to go into a barber's and ask for a fucking style? You got no chance. Well, that's my experiences anyway. You go and say, yeah, I'll have that. And he just gives you, yeah, I'll give you the hair course that I know. And that's it. All right, mate. And you'll pay me for that. And it won't be what you asked for. Anyway, let's move on to, let's get off hairstyles for now. Because now you're looking at my hair game. What the fuck's wrong with his hair? Britain's super rich. I've lost more than 54 billion in 2 months thanks to the pandemic. So some have lost up to 6 billion since the year, since last year. And that's combined, that's due, apart from, to do with the 1,000 richest UK, people in the UK. So they've lost 54 billion across 1,000 billionaires. So that's not even a lot each, is it? That's next to nothing each, really. And I've only lost that in fucking paper, you know, on paper. That value will go back on when everything recovers or gets back on track, probably. But anyway, I'm not playing the violin for them anyway. I'm like going, nah. I read that and I was thinking, I wish I had 1 billion. 1 billion would do. And they're like, that's 1,000 billionaires you've got in the UK. I tell you what, they should be attached to the government and be given things that they have to deal with. Like one of them could be dealing with money towards the NHS. Another one could be dealing with, what else, potholes. They got all the money, haven't they? Or they could, like, you know, lend money to people like me and you. You just go, or me. I don't know about you. You might be a fucking billionaire. Any billionaires listening? I doubt it. Only if someone's like, borrow you a billion. Lend us a billion for a lot. If someone borrowed you a billion, it wouldn't take you a week to earn a good fucking bit of interest off that. Give it back then, and you live off the interest for the rest of your life. That's how much money £1 billion is. Ridiculous. It'd be boring once you're a billionaire. You'd be like, now what? That's it. I'm too rich. There's no reason to me to really have any enthusiasm for anything. I ain't knocking it. I'd fucking really enjoy it, but. Surely, like, you know, you've reached your peak. Billionaires, a millionaire, that'll do for now. A thousandaire, that'll do for now. A couple of thousand, please, over the last fucking... where people are losing money off their billions fortune, I'm losing money off my fucking... my ration-based fortune that I've got, which... is very, 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 very close to the red. I'm like on an empty fuel tank. I fluctuate just on that bit, just above the red, in and out of the red, in and out, in and out, in and out, just like that. And one day, the big one's going to come in. All the zeros. How many zeros in a billion? 8. Just need that one at the beginning. I've sold you. I've got all the zeros. Just need the one at the beginning. That's it. We're good. Music venues. We're saying that everyone's fucking losing money. Music venues are going to close now. 550 music venues may go bust because you're not going to be able to social distance at a concert. Are you? You're going to find it very difficult unless you build some kind of. You could make everybody go as Bubble Boy. You know, like with the fucking. Everybody's in like a plastic suit, and everyone's like. like the Hamzat type things. If you go to a concert, excuse me, you have to wear, everybody has to wear one of them. And then you could do that. Everyone would just enjoy the concert, dance away. It'd probably be quite funny. And you've just got like a plastic visor across the front. There you go. That's my idea. There's my billion right there. I want that idea. I'm anybody who's coming up with that, it's patented, or at least intellectual property rights by myself. Everyone could wear that. You're not going to be able to drink whilst you're wearing the suit, but maybe you have your drinks outside. Unless you have a straw. You can have a straw. There you go. I've just redeveloped. That's concert suit part two. The second version of it. You have a straw hole so you can drink your pint. And then anybody throwing piss at the concert, then you're then going to be covered in piss, are you? If you are, it's going to hit your suit. I'll tell you what, I'll wear that even after the concert, even after coronavirus is gone. Ideal. Them fucking idiots who throw piss around is like fucking... I don't know what concerts I'm going to if that happens, but it fucking does. Some of you might know that. I had a lucky chance once when I bent down. Somebody threw one and I bent down and he hit my mate in the chest as I bent down to tie my shoelace. I didn't bend down because I saw it coming. It's like somebody had threw it at me on purpose. So I don't know who they were. Pissed somebody off that day, I think. Anyway, there's a northern. There really is a funny gene, and northerners are far more likely to have it. So northerners are more likely to be funny than people from the south. I'm in the Midland. I'm in the middle, so I'm funny, and I'm miserable. I'm both. The southerners are miserable. The northerners are the funniest, and in the middle, I'm a bipolar. I'm a bit of a fucking funny bastard. I'm also a miserable git. I'll let you decide what I am right now. I'm a bit of both. or take my funny in the I'll take my comedy out of the negative situations. But yeah, Ken Dodds from up north. Peter Kay. Who else? That it? Well, there's loads of funny southerners as well. That's bullshit, really. But I think sense of humour comes out of being up north, because it's grim up north. And humour comes from the dark times, doesn't it? A lot of the time. You have to make fun of shit situations. Council estates are the funniest fucking places going. You wouldn't get funnier people than on the council estate. Can you put the two together? Look at the council estate, all people, all off the red, all fucking, all walks of life, all things going wrong, left, right and centre. And then you've got an aristocrat situational gathering, you know, like where the extremely posh, and they have their sort of lives and their connection of people. Who the fuck are going to be the funniest out of them two? It ain't going to be the aristocrats, I tell you that now. In fact, if I was in that circle for a fucking day, I'd probably be yawning my head off. I'd become a miserable bastard on the back of having to listen to all that. So there you go, case in point. And up north, you know, where from the olden days anyway, where it was like a lot grimmer and people had to work hard, the mining towns and all that kind of stuff, the humour's fucking 10 times better. So money don't make you funny, and money doesn't make you funny, but money also doesn't fucking make you an interesting person, should I say. All them people with all the money, keep it. No, give us the money, you keep yourselves, just chuck some money over to us in the council estates. We'll know what to do, we'll blow it. And then go back to being normal and have no money again, and that's the funniest place to be. Even comics have it, don't they? When comics make it and they make loads of money, all of a sudden they've got nothing really to talk about. They've run out of like the funny stories and funny humour because they've become middle class and they've become like they've got money, and now the humour is around things in their. You know, things happening in their garage or in their oversized houses or walking the dog and shit like that. It becomes a little bit watered down, doesn't it? So, yeah. But, you know, that's life. It's better to have the money and a nice life. You've done your comedy, you can move on to other things, then, can't you? Better off just to fucking carry on. Just keep living like you're living. Stay in the... any rich people that stay living on the council estate, imagine that. You could, probably couldn't, because you'd end up fucking getting your ass broken into on a daily basis, or fucking mugged in the street by all your mates. Even your mates would turn on you going, you can't have all that money and we have fuck all, that ain't right. They come round and, you know, nick your bank cards and all that stuff and go on a spending spree. What was I going to say? Outdoor pubs are going to be open soon. Anyway, they're saying that they're going to turn them into outdoor places, outdoor stalls. They're saying that. There was a pub open the other day down there. They were doing exactly that Saturday. And everyone was buying the booze and everything. So you can't really, you can't police it when everybody's out and about. And all the bars do the same thing. They've got to make some money somehow. They just turn it into like, because I think you're allowed to do then. The shops are allowed to sell coffee and everyone's allowed to sell things outside of their premises. So they're doing that already. So it's all right in the sunshine, as long as you get a load of outdoor seating and everybody can sit outside and get, you know, attacked by the deadly seagulls on the beaches, that is, when outside drinking in the sun. That's all right. As long as you can social distance, if that's a thing still, probably won't even be. They're saying that the virus might burn itself out, so that'd be all right. Imagine that, if it just disappeared. One day it's been, just disappeared, nobody's got it at all. Could go that way, hopefully. You know, and then everything just goes straight back to normal. And it was like, what the fuck was all that? It was like a fucking a blip in time. And like, but, you know. Hopefully, things don't go back to business as usual and everyone can carry on working from home and everyone can carry on with this kind of different way of life. The good side of it, there's been some good to come out of it. You know, some people might have changed their business. You know, a lot of people with shops, although that will happen, people with shops, a lot of people will say, oh, fuck it, I can't be bothered to work in a shop no more. I've been selling all my stuff online. It's been working out quite well, so I don't need the shop and all the overheads. So everyone will just go, oh, you know, I've changed it. I'm selling shit online now. Everyone's going online. Some people are like that. Fuck it, I don't even want to go out. I love staying home in the house. Fuck the 9 to 5, having to get on the bus, go to work or get on the trains and spend an hour and a half commute up to London and back on a cramped train. Remember that? I'm saying remember that. Like, and it was only three months ago, but cramped. I've been on them trains and you can't even get a seat. You pay like through the nose for it and you get cramped onto the fucking chairs. I'm just sit on the floor and all that bullshit. Hopefully that's a thing of the past. Where was it going? Southern softies, we talk about the northerners are the funniest. Southern softies are the most scared of spiders. 32% of the southies were petrified of the creepy crawlies. That's... How can they work that out? That's fucking bullshit. I know loads of people in Birmingham are scared of spiders. They're that scared of spiders, they fucking nearly give you a heart attack when they scream at seeing a spider. You spill a hot cup of coffee all over yourself because they've fucking jumped off the sofa or something crazy like that. You might not be scared of spider, but you might get the injury on the back of it. Big bloke, and he's like, see a spider in his bath. He won't go in the bathroom. He won't go in there until he's gone. You can't remember that. He used to flush him down the sink hole with the fucking shower head. Now they're getting big now. They'll run up the shower head and run up your arm, into your ear, and fucking start chewing on your brain because they're like a COVID spider. They've morphed. Because they must get the virus, isn't it, as well, don't they? Do insects get ill? Do insects have colds and virus? Insects get colds and flus. Imagine that, even a fucking spider sneeze. could happen. John Cleese reckons he could have been bigger if he'd kept his real name, Cheese, John Cheese. Did you know that? There's a good, interesting fact for you. John Cleese, real name, John Cheese. It's a funny name, isn't it? It should have, but I don't think it made no difference. He would have made what's he called? Monty Python. And even that's a funny name, Monty Python. That's a great name. But John Cheese, it would have been good as a stand-up comic, as like a fucking wacky stand-up comic, but there was a group, weren't they? Fucking Monty Python's off its head. It's still like still trailblazing now, isn't it? You can't beat Life of Brian. Always look on the bright side of life. You should fucking, you should walk around whistling to that now. You know, because in this, again, in dark times, always look on the bright side of life. Britain's love of curry is India's revenge for colonisation, one of the world's leading food writers says. Britain colonised us and we hated that. Now we've colonised them with our food. Curry is like, is number one in England. I had a curry yesterday and I want one tonight. It's addictive. I love curries. It is, I could eat it all day long. I've got to go to India one day and just eat it for breakfast, for dinner, for lunch and for supper and for treats in the middle. I could do that. No problem. And Birmingham, we got fucking more curry houses than fucking most of Europe, probably. We've got thousands of them. There's more curry houses than houses. So we're sport for choice. So anybody who wants to fucking eat decent curry, get yourself up to Birmingham. You haven't got to go all the way to India. Or Brick Lane in London's not bad, but it ain't a touch on the Baltic Triangle in Birmingham. What's it called? A blue tit nested in a woman's postbox. This is the last one. And what is this, the last one? A blue tit nested in a postbox used for an important tax document for bedding. What? A blue tit nested in a woman's postbox and used an important tax document for bedding. Is that our excuse? Their excuse for not getting a tax in on time? The blue tit, because you're not allowed to touch it then once it's in there. A blue tit had it done and he thought it was hilarious. I've cut the rest of that off, so I don't know what's going on. He's mixed a tax document with twigs and feathers and laid. It could have landed in my hair, my bouffant hair yesterday. I could have had a blue tit come and land. Imagine that, and it's an endangered, so you can't change it. You have to keep your hair that style until the blue tit's eggs have hatched and they flew off. So therefore, you can't, you know, otherwise you get arrested by the RSPCA. Or sent to court for upsetting an endangered species. Or a peregrine falcon, they're endangered. I don't know if blue tits are. A peregrine falcon or eagle, and they landed an egg on your head, and you had to keep your hairstyle like that. Could happen. I doubt it very much. Right, last one. Music and podcasts are the favourite ways of boosting well-being of podcast shows. Therefore, I am boosting your well-being, especially if you're listening to it on Spotify, because that's one of the number one programmes. But anyway, you can listen to me on all the podcast channels, everywhere now. I'm everywhere, and I'm going to be starting to, what's the word, popping up all over the place. I'm on YouTube as well. Don't forget the videos on YouTube. You can thank me later for boosting your well-being during these dark times. Hopefully you'll come back tomorrow and listen to me ramble a load of shit on again tomorrow and for the rest of the week. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And anyway, I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.